Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Isaiah, who here has to play.
I told you. You could just tell by the way Mike Malone was talking. And he wanted Isaiah in this game. Pretty cool moment. So Isaiah, three straight DNPs. He's only played nine games for Denver this year. You enjoy Isaiah Thomas's return last night, so?
Oh, yeah. What a night.
It was special,
wasn't
it?
He's crying at home.
Very special.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, it reminded you how hard the kid played. I thought they did a nice job. I think they hit on every little key point over his tenure. And you know what I noticed as you're watching that? See the crowd? See how into it the crowd was? All the shots, all the big shots. Not to say they're not into it now. And I wouldn't blame you for not being into it now because they told you, well, just wait for the playoffs. Regular season doesn't matter. Reminded you of a time when regular season basketball mattered around here because you were building towards the playoffs. There was something different.
What was different? I don't follow.
I just felt like there was energy in that video. Just energy. Hey, he was a good player. He played his ass off for you. What it reminded me of is how hard he played. Because you kind of get disgruntled. Yeah, they better back up the Brinks truck for me. I got to get paid too. That stuff kind of bugs you about it. But like, hey, if everybody else getting paid, why shouldn't he get paid if he's carrying the team? That guy carried your team at points. Well, you can just see people are just jacked. He had him eating out of his hands.
I feel bad for Isaiah Thomas.
I kind of do too.
Not in the way that I think he got wrong.
Like, there's people in this league that get paid and get paid for the wrong reason.
I feel bad for him because he's trying to cling to his time with the Celtics because it was the last time anything was good for him. You could hear it last night, everything he said. He was wearing those shoes pregame. Did you see those shoes that he had? The green and gold shoes?
See, I've done this before.
He was going to wear when the Celtics made it to the NBA Finals?
You know what's crazy? Those green and gold sneakers was for the finals the last year I was here. So I always kept those. I got a couple other pairs too, but those was made for the NBA Finals. And then, you know, we lost to the Cavs and things like that.
Let me check the standings. Are the Nuggets a bad team?
No.
Is they a bad team right now?
No.
Oh, look at this. Denver Nuggets second in the Western Conference.
Behind
and
who?
Not mathematically eliminated from the number one spot in the Western Conference.
How about that?
And this guy, I get it. He's not a major player on that team. As you just heard Grandy say, he's played in nine games for them this year.
And he knows it. He knows it.
So here's what
I think it was a little embarrassing for him last night. Here's what that proves
about last night. Because as much as you want to look at last night and say, oh, he's just such a, he's a team guy. And I've heard this. I've heard this in the last 12 hours that he's different than what the Celtics have now. He doesn't fit that mold of NBA superstar.
No,
as you
doesn't.
Said, so he's so hardworking. He's so hardworking, and he's all about team, and he's all about everything that is right with sports, right?
I don't remember the little guy,
he doesn't fit the mold. You look at him, he doesn't fit the prototype of an NBA superstar. He's so short, the little engine that could, Isaiah Thomas, overcomes everything to be the great hustler. He hustles and he works so hard, and you look at him, he scored those 53 points, and you know what? That was all great. I'm not trying to take that away from him, though. But at the end of the day, don't feed me that he's all about team bull crap. He's on the second best team in the Western Conference, and he shows up last night wearing Celtics sneakers. What the hell's wrong with you?
Went out of my way to...
And his coach fed into it by putting him in the game.
Went out of my way to remember those sneakers. Not only remember those sneakers, but the original ones. I got other pairs too, he said. And packed them because he had that date circle. And he stood there at the table, kind of like with the aw shucks look. And I don't think he's ashamed. You don't get ashamed as a player because you played here and you played hard. What can you do? That's what you take away from it. It's not embarrassing, but it's like you put him out there. He's not playing in the game, and it's kind of a pity. Pity's the wrong word, too.
Well,
I don't know what words you to use to describe it because it's been so long.
It's sad. Maybe it's what it is. This whole thing is sad. Yes. I look at him now and say, you're a sad case, man. And anyone that's buying in on the, he's all about the team. He just loves the Celtics. No, he loves the Celtics because that was the last time that he played well. That was the last time that he was allowed to be what he believes he is in this league, which is a superstar. And unfortunately, he's just not that. He just isn't.
And it just ended badly here for him with everything from the family issue that he had to the mouth, you know, the teeth and, you know, just sitting in a dentist chair and going through that surgery and the way it ended for him and how he got shipped out and who came in and just how jaded he felt at that time.
Listen, gritting balls for days with that guy. That's why we liked him.
Everything, yeah.
I still like him. It's not like I don't like the guy as a player, I mean, not as a person. I'm saying we all liked him. But don't confuse him coming out with the Celtics sneakers last night and him speaking so glowingly of his time in Boston is it's just because he just loves the Celtics so much. No, it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
He's trying to cling to the last time he was any good. The last time he had some real success. Really, you look at his career, that's the peak of his career is his time in Boston. That's why he likes it so much. He'd like to go back in time. Why do you think he's calling Danny Ainge last summer asking him to get on the team? He'd get back there and recreate that magic, Zoe. That's what he's looking for. That's all about him. It's not about any team. Certainly not about the team that employs him right now. Because they're going to the playoffs. They're going to be competitive in those playoffs. And last night he shows up on the road in another team's building. Instead of saying, hey, I really enjoyed my time here, but now I'm focused on what my team's doing now. No, he comes out and says, I love the Celtics and here are my Celtics shoes. We were going to go to the finals. And I look at that and say, all right, guy, you got to move on.
Yeah.
You got to move on. Move on. It's time to move on, Isaiah.
Have the fans moved on?
I think so.
I hope so. I don't think there's anything you can do about it. And that's the past, man. It's like cheering for Paul Pierce. Cheering when KG comes back.
And listen, I'll admit this, too.
I'm not putting him in that category, but you know what I mean? He ain't coming back.
There is a juxtaposition between guys like Kyrie Irving and guys like Isaiah Thomas.
I asked Jimmis on the way in. How do you think Kyrie felt last night? Like, look at this. Did you think it was an eye roll?
I don't think Kyrie has ever received the kind of love that Isaiah Thomas got here. I don't think he's received that at any point from the Celtics fans.
And that's been appropriate.
Hey.
That's appropriate that he hasn't received that. He hasn't earned that yet.
I don't disagree. I mean, because the way you sort of earn that is by being everything.
See, right?
I would just say that if I had to pick between the two, I'm picking Kyrie every day of the week.
Yeah, but
on Sunday,
there's
folks.
A territorial thing that athletes, it's in your DNA. Like, you don't want anybody on your turf. I don't care what position you play. Like, quarterbacks, you got one guy plays. I don't want this new guy coming in. Or you bring it in. Oh, we're gonna reinvigorate this fan base by showing videos of some guy that played point guard here. That's nice. Yeah, I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm stamped. Just get to the playoffs. Can we get rid of these, you know, regular season games? Like Kyrie told me, you know, as a fringe NBA guy, like that. But I watch because it's part of the job. But if I'm not all in on the NBA and hoops and that, if I got my local number one star telling me it's all about the playoffs, let's just get to that. I'm tired of this BS, you know. Tells me to check out. I'll start watching playoffs. You know, that's what Kyrie did. Isaiah Thomas made you watch every night. There's a difference there.
So Isaiah makes you watch and Kyrie doesn't.
Jim, you remember that. We'd be texting back and forth like every single freaking game at the end especially the end of that regular season when Isaiah was carrying his team.
Celtics more fun to watch for your Beatle now or back then?
Back then.
Well, I think they were more fun then, but I also think it has to do with expectations.
But everybody loves an underdog, right?
I think everything has to do with expectations going into the year.
Sure it does.
When you have lowered expectations and you watch and they're exceeding them, it's fun as hell. When you have high expectations and you don't meet them, that's the polar opposite. That is misery.
None of those teams told me to wait till postseason. None of them.
That is sports.
Last night reminded me that Kyrie needs to make his moment. He needs to make his moments here. He hasn't had enough of his moments yet. And maybe it's right. Maybe Zoe's right. Maybe it's just get me to the playoffs, and then I'll turn it on.
They might be coming next month. They might. It might all come together for them. But they could be in a world of trouble if it doesn't.
Are they going to beat some good teams before they get to the playoffs? I also have that question because they lost again last night. Another good team.
It's regular season.
Yeah. No, hey, listen. Wait. Back in November. Wait till the next time they play. Jamal Murray shooting that extra shot to try. Wait till the next time we play.
Yeah, where the hell was that last night?
Nowhere.
Nope. For the first three quarters of that game.
They're probably hanging out pregame.
I felt like everybody in the entire game, this goes for the Nuggets too, was three-quarter speed. Typical NBA. Everyone shows up in the fourth quarter. Oh, now it's go time. I'm starting to hit my limit on regular season basketball. I'm with Kyrie on this. Can we just advance to the playoffs at this point?
Tournament starts this week. You're not watching it. You're not watching the rest of the season.
It's true. You've got
Jim's not wrong.
You're right. You've got the NCAA tournament through the Final Four and then NBA playoffs start. Wow.
That's, you get the final week of the season, final 10 days of the season after the championship game in basketball, and that's when you turn back in.
This might be why the NCAA tournament does well. Because people who watch basketball in the NBA get to this point in the season and say, oh, my God, these guys are just going through the motions. Can we at least have some sort of competitiveness for the entire game?
Did you watch, and it seems like you're watching everybody move last night, and there's only one guy, and it's Marcus Smart that looks like he's moving more than anybody else. Did you notice that? Like, that's the guy that's busting his ass.
Yep, I did.
So tune in every night to watch Marcus Smart out-hustle other people.
He did.
Yeah. Hey, credit to him.
I enjoyed that.
At least he shows up.
617-779-0985. So a little Isaiah talk here to start the day. And Celtics takes as well. We got Dan Shaughnessy set to join us at 11 a.m. Hardy's out today. He's sick. He could not make it in.
Who's in?
Your man. What'd you call him this morning?
He's Smalls. His new nickname is Smalls. He is the adult version of Smalls from the Sandlot when he was calling games for the Dodgers when Benny stole home. Just need his hat on him. Is he adult version?
Did he wear the hat as an adult?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah?
Had it on.
Put on a hat. I should be so lucky calling games for the Dodgers.
We're going to have fun today.
Can't wait.
617.
Pure energy over there.
779-0985. We'll get back to it with your calls coming up. with Smalls.
Get your headlines ready, Smalls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Without Solak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Solak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, sometimes a news story drops and it sort of changes where the conversation goes on this show. I'm sure we'll be talking about this with Dan Shaughnessy coming 11 o'clock. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are finalizing the largest contract in professional sports history. Mike Trout is about to lock himself up in Anaheim on a 12-year deal. You ready for the number?
Yeah.
12 years. You know what? Take a guess. Do you know the number? Did you hear it?
I did not hear it, okay. But how much Harper get? 330. So he's got to be north of that. I'd say 380, 400.
$430 million over 12 years,
12.
Which means he will make approximately $36 million a year for 12 consecutive years.
To play in Anaheim. Have fun. Yay.
Someone offers you $36 million a year, you're concerned that you have to stay in Anaheim?
I'll play in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
I'll play on
anywhere.
The North Pole if yes. that's where the game
I'll
is.
I'll sit on the
played.
North Pole.
Is that like 1.7 bi-weekly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's that going to be per home run?
How did that? You know what? I'm not aware. Do they get paid only in season in baseball? I'm not sure how their checks
I'm not
work.
Sure. If they do, it's about 26 weeks. The season's about half the year. So,
13
bi-weekly checks.
Oh, my God.
$2.8 million each
they
check.
They must get paid every week. I'll actually find out the answer to that. I'll ask someone who knows how they get paid. But $36 million a year for a guy who is, I think, the best in the game. So it's not to say that it's undeserved. It's just an enormous number. It now, I think, sets a high-end cap on what Mookie Betts can get. Mookie Betts is not going to get more than Mike Trout. He's not going to get more than 430, but this 430 number moves it so far north of the $330 million deal that Bryce Harper signed. It's such a gap between the two that you sort of say, where does he fall? Does he fall closer to Bryce Harper, or does he fall closer to Mike Trout? I would say he falls closer to Mike Trout than he does Bryce Harper, if you're talking about the level of player, which means what? He's a $400 million player. And Jim Bowden, all those years ago, who theorized on who could be the first $400 million player, mentioned Trout, mentioned Mookie Betts. Here we are. You've got your first $400 million player in professional sports, and it's Mike Trout.
It's interesting he had to add it on to the final 2 years of his deal to make it get over 400, though. Because if he played it out, went to free agency in 2 years, he might have been slightly under 400. I wonder if that's why he did it.
I'm not sure I follow what you're saying.
He had 2 years left on his deal.
Right.
So they tacked on 10 more years. It makes it 12 total over 400.
Oh.
So the extension's not 400. So the total 12 years is over 400.
Okay. So what is his money the next 2 years?
It's, I don't know. It's a 6-year, 144 contract he signed a few years ago.
Okay. So let's just divide that evenly.
24, 22.
24 a year. So that means that you're telling me that $48 million of it is not new money. So we have to subtract that.
It might even be more of that, because some of those baseball contracts are backloaded. Let me see the year-to-year.
Yeah, but we'll
that.
Go on AAV is what yeah. we'll do, which means it's really in new money. It's $382 million in new money, we'll say, divided by only 10 years, not 12 when you do that. And that comes out to $38.2 million a year. That comes out to $38 a year. So, okay, I guess you're right. It's only a 10-year 380.
Well, that's important for Mookie Betts.
It is. It is, but Mookie Betts is not making 24 yet. He's at
20.
20 right now for this year. So it's 10 and 380 as opposed to 13 and 330 for Bryce Harper. The money is enormous. It means that Mookie Betts is going to need to make at a minimum more than $35 million a year. That's the baseline. That is the starting salary for Mookie Betts. That's what I think is just got settled today. You got something more?
Well, just so you know, going back to the questions you asked before, baseball players get paid 6 months out of a year. So no spring training, no playoffs.
Okay, so they have a six-month pay cycle.
And you're going on to it.
Are they bi-weekly or weekly? That's important.
I think it's weekly.
I think it's weekly. It's got to be weekly. That's 26
checks. It's got to be weekly. And then if you're going on Trout's 39 home runs last year, he's getting paid $975,000 per home run.
Oh, boy. Let's just, yeah,
by the way, the new money's less than that, Beetle. He had 66.5 left in the 2 years.
Okay, so that's important to know. Okay, 66.
So the new money is only for 350.
Good for him.
350, all right, whatever, yeah.
10 to 350, $35 million a year. That's where it's going to be.
358,
it's going to be in that range. It's going to be Mookie Betts is now a $35 million a year player. You going to sign him to the deal? 10 and 350, do you do it?
Yeah, no choice.
Yep.
I think he does it now.
Would you offer
players, there's something going on with these players taking these long-term deals where that makes me feel more comfortable that before the CBA, Mookie Betts is going to sign a long extension.
Which is
stay.
Really about circumstance and has nothing to do with whether or not he truly wants to be with the Red Sox.
No, it's about money.
It's about money. Which is fine. Money. I don't care.
It's about money with all these guys. Give me a break.
I don't care what the reason is. But would you do the deal? Yeah, I'd do the deal. You got to do the deal. 617-779-0985. Joe's in Rhode Island. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Who do you think is a better ball player, Bryce Harper or Mike Trout? I think they're both good.
Mike Trout. Yeah. Mike Trout's a far better player.
I think so, too. And Mookie Betts, he's not a bad ball player either. And he's going to be getting a decent amount of money, too, when he when his contract is up.
Yep. What'd you have on the Celtics, Mike? Joe, excuse me.
All right, Celtics. Now, Kyrie Irving, he's not a bad player, and the Celtics are not a bad team, but they played better than what they did last year. They played better last year than they're doing this year. And I think you try to get that guy Zimmerman from Duke, trade Irving and a few players and try to get Zimmerman, Duke's the top pick in the draft.
Nice. Zimmerman, I like that.
It's Zion Williamson. But
what about the Zimmerman kid?
How are they going to get that first pick?
Well, you trade Irving and a few picks or a player to whoever has the first pick, whoever has the pick, who has the top pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kyrie's a free agent, so that's not really a sound plan. I don't think they're going to be able to land the first pick in the draft. But, they could try.
Like, why not? Do anything. Look at Mike Trout. You can do anything. Put your mind to it.
Joe's in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, I had a question. I'm kind of naive, but I was just curious. How did all this high-paying salaries, where did this start? How are these guys, I mean, these figures are starting to get to be, you know, and all kidding aside, I joked with a friend of mine 2 years ago and said, you know, if this guy Tom Brady somehow either re-signed with the Patriots or just took a year off and decided to come back, I said, you know, I think this guy Tom Brady would get a $600 million contract. I was only joking. You got to admit, we're starting to head in that direction. Yes, no?
So what? What's the problem with it?
Cap keeps going up. The cap goes up. They got TV money. Yep. Regardless of the sport. The revenue is generated by the TV contracts that these leagues sign.
You watch because of the players. Yeah. They're getting half the pot. The owners take half. The players get half.
And at one point, will this ever just max out where, in other words, an entry-level guy is going to be getting a minimum of $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, you know, this kind of figures?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, yeah, really.
Not this time. You said $300,000, $400,000, $500,000? I mean, that's already happening.
I'm sorry. I meant as in millions.
Oh, no.
What will happen eventually if the people stop? In other words, you keep having these shows about the lack of interest. Us older guys that like it, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're only going to be around so long. What happens when this finally gets to the point where people simply aren't showing the interest in it, regardless of the sport?
The bubble will burst.
Yeah.
We're years off, though. We're not there yet.
But it's up to organizations and leagues to keep up with the times and try things. You look what the NFL's doing with, you know, the red zone and fantasy football and now, you know, gambling and everything and how it's evolved. There's ways to suck people in. You got to make the viewing experience better. And teams and I think leagues are always trying to study that and do it. It's tough with baseball. You know, you're heading with the pitch clock. It was heading in the right direction. You know, that sucker's been put off for years. Now you're just going to shorten up games with commercial breaks and stuff. That's the pain in the ass part of it. But if you actually like the sport, you're going to sit there and watch it.
Scott's in Maine today. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, Beadle, you're right. The players get paid twice a month. And do you know that they still get $100 a day in meal money?
Yes.
Yeah, they got to eat, don't they?
You know, you're required to be there on the trip with your team. It's up to the team to pay. I've heard people bitch about this before. But if you're making us go on a trip, it's your job to pay for the meals. That's what it is. It's called per diem. What?
I don't disagree with the $100 a day meal money. Like, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy makes $36 million. You could buy your own sandwich.
Yeah.
But you're at work.
Yeah.
Do they have to pay out of pocket?
Your money that expenses you get is
no. You get on a plane.
No, they hand you $100.
There's ticket envelopes. When we travel with the team, you get on a plane, they are handed their allotment of cash in a ticket envelope.
Players do buy their tickets now, though, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
No more free tickets in the MLB.
That's changed.
For years, you could get them, but I think they pay for them now.
NFL, too. Used to be able to get two. Now you have to buy them.
Those high-profile contracts, some of them included, like, a suite game.
Some Brady. Yes.
Brady? Yep.
Brady's got that in his deal?
Yeah. Brady's got a suite. Bill has a suite.
That's where he gets his massages with Alex.
Yeah, that's where he goes up there.
Game.
Right, stares out over
get
the.
Up there, get it worked out.
Stares out over the stadium and says, "I'm still here. Still here.
I'm still here." 617-779-0985. Headlines with Smalls, Michael Bryan, Smalls.
Try and liven these up. Like, in addition just to be that, like, hey, Mr. Sport Guy, just like put a little zing into it.
Roll up. We want me to relax. Am I not? And more energy. I don't know. What do you want from me, Zoe?
Yeah, just be you.
All right.
Just do you.
Try that.
Cool. In addition to that.
Unbutton your shirt. One more button.
One more button.
Yeah.
In addition to that, Willie McGinnis had some comments on NFL Network.
Yeah.
About Rob Gronkowski last week. We played those comments last week. You've got some new thoughts on them?
Yeah,
want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do. All right, let's hear it again.
Let's go back and hear that clip one more time. We'll do that coming up next and more of your calls as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Dub. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Have you talked to Gronk recently?
I have not.
Okay. Any insight whatsoever? Drew Rosenhaus said yesterday that he truly has not made up his mind.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out. And I think later on, and this is just my own assessment, later on deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back and
like
play
a Jason
football.
Witten kind of thing? Like take a not full year off?
Not a full year.
That was Willie McGinnis on NFL Network probably, what, 7-8 days ago now?
Yeah. Damn good at what he does. Very well informed.
Those thoughts have been on your mind.
Yeah, they have. Because we sit here through free agency, and you know, you lose a guy like a Dwayne Allen. You know, goes down to Miami, signs there. You really don't have a tight end. Or do you? See, I was always under the thought that heading into free agency, they needed, meaning, to be on the same page, and Rob had to give them a decision as to whether he was going to come back or not. Because we sit here and we read the articles like from Volan and, you know, Patriots are a little bit of cap gel, but they can clear up some money if they want, because obviously you have Rob's contract. If he retires, that frees up a ton of money, right? So if you're under the mindset that we're going to go and jump into free agency, we're getting all this money from Rob because he's going to retire. It's the reason he hasn't retired yet. See, I wonder if Willie would like to go back and say all that stuff, but not say the word retired. I think this is what's going on. I think they've talked. I think Rob is in a good place because he feels healthy. He's not injured. He doesn't lift weights the way he did, you know, 5 years ago. He found a new way to train. He's using hot yoga. He's doing a TB12 stuff, not full-blown TB12, but enough to stay pliable. The whole pliable thing is his new way. You know, lift with the bands, do some weight work. I think they're going to keep his number where it's at. And I got to think they want him around the team because they want to keep his mind involved with football. Let's face it, he's not going to play in the preseason. So come to camp, work out, do all that. We're going to keep you on pitch count. And you ever have one of those video games where you sit there and you're driving and there, boom, there's that boost button. You want to hit that. You could hit that boost button about week 6 or 7 with this guy and get him up and running. Like full go. I think that could be the plan. And I think both sides can be okay with that.
What's his money?
Same. They don't touch it. You're not getting a bump. Bonus structure is the same. You're not going to hit them because you're not going to play, Tom, but we're not asking you to take a pay cut. That's the only way I could see this working, because right now you've got nothing.
When you say this is the only way...
If he's out.
Okay, when you say this is the only way you could see it working, are you saying because he wants to retire... Because that is his feeling.
I'd see the quarterback coaxing him into for one more go. All right, let's go get another one.
So yeah. I've always thought he wants to retire. And the fact that we haven't heard anything, I've started to think he's not retiring. But that's what the holdup is.
The time has passed.
Is that what you're saying?
Mean, yeah.
I don't want to speak for you.
No, but I'm
the holdup is that he wants to retire, but right.
There's an agreement in place because they could have freed up money and jumped into free agency and just went and got whoever they want.
There are forces that are pulling Gronkowski back, saying we can figure out a way to get you to play. We can figure out a way for you to feel good, be healthy, and still play.
He's been in, he never came in the building. He didn't come anywhere near the building until vroom, vroom last year. Remember that? Vroom, 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 vroom.
Right.
When he's around now, he's not like strictly working out of TB12. He pops in and out of the stadium. Like, that's still home to him. So that's like an indicator. And plus, there's lack of movement. How many big-time free agent tight ends are they bringing in to take a peek at, work it out? I haven't heard any of you.
Who'd they sign the other day? What's that guy's name?
I forgot it already.
Lacrosse? No.
Lacrosse. Yeah.
He plays lacrosse, too?
Hopefully he played lacrosse. That means he would help make the team.
That
he
guy.
Played lacrosse.
Yeah, they don't have. Yeah.
They don't have a tight end right now, if you don't count Rob. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like thinking about the McGinnis comments from a week ago, and it's like, I could just see him. And I said, what's more important to your Brandon Bolden point? You know, or the 53rd.
Oh, here we go. Here we,
no, no, no.
They signed another special teamer
whatever,
last time.
Whatever 50th ranked player in the
another
team
$2
million
going to be active. Special teamer.
That's what I'm saying.
How many of those do you need?
So what is...
Terrence Brooks.
What's more beneficial for the team?
Not the $2 million special teamers, I'll tell you that.
To have special teamer number 53 on the team, or to have Rob hanging around there and keeping his active roster spot open?
Rob Gronkowski.
See, I think that's what's going on here. I do. I think that's what's going on. And I think people around him, I think, yeah, he may be in or out. He's kind of in the middle. 50-50, you know, yeah. And you're 50-50. Now, if you're 80-20 and you're leaning one way, you're going. You're out. I don't have any indications that he's out. But he doesn't seem like the guy. Does he seem like the guy that takes pay cuts?
No.
Yeah. So if you're not taking a pay cut, what can we give you to where you can value the type of time you spend here at a certain dollar value? That's all. Keep your roster spot. We want you to be here in camp. Go through all the drills. Not going to play. We're not going to hurt you. You don't have to squat. You don't have to power clean. How about you and Tom come third or fourth throwing session of OTAs? Since you don't lift anymore, right? That's really for rookies and young guys.
I have a question. Where's Tom Brady's new contract?
I think it's coming.
We talked about this yesterday. Where's the new deal?
It's coming.
Is it? You hearing anything?
Brady seems happy.
I got to say, I had someone tell me last night.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with this on my own. That... Why has there not been more made of the fact that Kraft and Brady shared a flight together from the West Coast mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, after the bust, after the entire scandal broke in Florida? And I think that's the reason why it wasn't made more of a deal. So after that whole Oscars weekend, Brady flew on Kraft's airplane from L.A. back to Boston.
Yep. This is right after the stuff went down with Robert.
Did we ever even talk about it? I don't think we talked about it even once.
No.
It was in our little notes. We mentioned that they were at the airport, I think.
I don't think we really ever spent any time on
it. No, they had the pictures of them embracing outside the plane and all that. Yeah.
What were they talking about on the flight?
Probably who's going to
pick it. 5+ hours together, 6 hours?
Tab here. Like, here's the gas price on it. You want me to split this right down the middle? Or you want me to take, you know.
If 60%? You recall, wasn't there a flight the last go-round? That they shared in working out contract stuff?
I can't remember.
There was. If you go back, there was a flight. They worked out some details on a flight before together.
Robert likes doing deals like outside the building. Like, he did my deal at a wedding.
Yeah, on a napkin.
Cocktail paper. You put a number down, I put a number down, put a number in the middle, we'll circle it, and I'll RKK it. We're good. There. Deal done. Yeah, he likes doing that.
You have to give your agent a cut of that?
Yeah.
What a pain. That stinks.
Freaking
anyway,
yeah.
They shared a flight together. They shared a flight. They had time together. Did they work out maybe some large, big picture? I mean, it's not the nitty gritty when you've got, you know, the agents that Brady has,
Yee
and Dubin and all that. But were there some general principles discussed on that flight? Did they work out some of the bigger details of the deal?
It's kind of funny. Those two guys are Edelman's agent, too.
That was planned, right? I mean, obviously, that was a planned, like, hey, we're both going to be in L.A. We're both coming back after the Grammys.
Think so.
Like,
yeah.
Does Brady need the free ride, though?
No.
No.
No, but I assume it's like, hey, you're going to be out there this week. I'm going to be out there this week. Let's fly back together.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the news that came out Friday afternoon
about
Kraft didn't change anything.
No.
I'm sure this is all planned ahead of time.
Of course.
Maybe it might not be. But it might not be. And that news broke, and I guarantee you one of the first people to pick up the phone and call Robert was probably him. Just lend him a ear. They probably said, hey, where you at? You out here? I'm out here. All right, you want to meet up? Let's fly back. We'll talk then. Okay? But I love you. You know that. I guarantee you that's what happened.
All right, I guess I was wrong then. If Zoe's guaranteeing it, then no.
No.
But what does it matter? My point
comes together.
What does it matter
with those people?
What does it matter?
Yeah,
Brady doesn't need the flight.
Right,
Brady doesn't need to. But
Brady's got his own flight deals.
Of course, he doesn't need it.
Yeah,
but it's something that they've done before.
Robert's got a nice plane.
It's something they've done. They've met up this time around that same time of year, and they've taken a flight. Was that flight with a purpose? Was it, and if it's planned, Jim, if it was planned in advance, I think that speaks more to the fact that it might have been about that. Robert, hey, you know, you're going to be out there again? I'll be flying back after the Oscars weekend. You want to hitch a ride? Well, we'll talk about some things.
When they're talking numbers, is Giselle there, or are they like in a separate part of the plane?
I did not see Giselle on that flight. The tabloid photos I saw.
She was there at the airport. Well, she was at the airport. I don't know if she was picking Tom up or if she was coming off the plane with him, but I think she was.
Well, I don't know. The tabloid photos I saw were of just Kraft and Brady.
Get off the plane using your strong leg.
Yeah, no, that was like the picture of them embracing. That was the big picture that went around. But I thought there was one of her coming off the plane, too.
Maybe there was. I'll have to go back and try and find that. Just a thought. We'll talk to Billy Jaffe about the Bruins coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Dan Shaughnessy will join us coming up at 11 o'clock, just minutes from now. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Billy Jaffe of Nesson. Billy?
Beto?
What's going on? Tell me something about the Bruins.
No, hey, did you get a chance to meet the little leprechaun at Conor McGregor?
I sure did.
You did?
I did. He was up there.
Came up during the intermission, right?
Shut the front door.
Yep, shut the front door. He was there. He was having a good old time. He was very engaging. I'll tell you what. He was.
He's a good salesman, huh?
Oh, my God, is he ever. He was happy. He made everybody around the booth happy. The only thing that I could equate it to when we were talking to is when we have Pats up there after they win the Super Bowl, the same type of mosh pit almost of, you know, fandom.
Yeah.
And it was different because here's an individual versus a team type thing, but it was still that very much that, oh my gosh, moment by many of the fans around there, and especially the younger kids.
Oh, the kids on the MMA shoot. What's his entourage like? Because the amount of bodyguards this guy rolls with.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know how many of them were bodyguards. If one, I know at least one or two, but then they weren't these. I mean, one guy was a big guy with a tough looking, you know, glare, but I'm guessing he was kind of nice too. But, there was other guys. There was one other guy that was kind of handling him a lot, but was he a bodyguard or a handler?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was he the guy that was, you know, pushing him from one thing to another to make it on time? Now, he came from Chicago where he worked the St. Paddy's Parade to Boston. He flew in on his own jet, I'm assuming. I didn't ask him, or a private jet. He comes in right before face-off, and that was the big rumor that he was going to be there. We didn't see an announcement for it. He's there. He drops the face-off. He tells, you know, Chara and I think it was Boone Jenner that was taking the face off, I think, or Dubinsky, one of the two, of Columbus. He's having a good time. He throws the puck down. Then he tells Chara, you know, go out and get that guy.
Put him through the net, he said. Put him through the net. It was Jenner. You're right.
It was very funny. I mean, look, the guy's having a good time, so all good.
Are we going to see the return of David Pastrnak tonight?
It feels like it. The Bruins haven't hit the ice yet in Nassau at the old Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. I can't remember what they're calling it right now.
What a dump.
But it is a dump, but they've cleaned it up a little bit. They put lipstick on the pig, so to speak. They painted it. They gave it a new facade. It's a tough building to play in, though, Zoe, when it's filled, because it's 15,500, and the fans are right on top.
Right on the ice, yep.
I do think that Pasta will play. This is just based off watching him skate yesterday, knowing how hard he skated the last week and how he feels. It's still going to be a decision based off of the, you know, the whole clearance thing based off of morning skate today.
Connor Clifton, how's he been doing since Krugs got nicked up? Guy's making a name for himself.
He did the same thing when he came up the first time early right. on in the year. He's a right shot D-man. I talked about how the other night in post games, though, how he has the same swagger and confidence that Charlie McAvoy has. He's a right shot just like him, and how he turns the net, takes ice. I really liked his game, his second game. The first game was good, too. It made a solid impression. The thing I think with Connor is you keep him in the 16, give or take, 17-minute mark. That's the perfect sweet spot for him. He's not that big. And so even though the game isn't nearly as brutal in front of the net that it used to be, I'm talking now 6 to 10 years ago, there's still an element of size that matters. And so if he continues to develop that strength, I think they've got to watch exceeding minutes on him. But I feel like a 16, 17, maybe 18 tops is a perfect sweet spot for him. And he's got such swagger. He does. He's like, you know what, screw it. It's been him against the world for a lot of his career. I'm going to show you type of attitude, and he is showing right now. He's absolutely made himself that guy that you say he's at. No question. Before it was, well, we'll take a look at him. Now it's a, you know what, now we know what we got for sure as a call-up. He's our first guy that we're going to think of type of thing.
All right, 10 games to go. Tuukka is in net tonight. How many more times does he start?
This plus, I'd say no more than seven. Six for sure. 6 to 4, maybe 7. I think what it comes down to, and they've penciled it in, we've talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but yep. I think if the Bruins are up 4 points on Toronto right now, if they get the home ice, let's assume that the play of both goaltenders is equal. If they get home ice, and by the way, Toronto plays tonight in Nashville and tomorrow in Buffalo. Boston has tonight in New York and then off, then they play New Jersey. But if they get home ice earlier than later, I think it's no more than 6-4. If they feel that they need it and he's playing well and they haven't solidified it, I think it would be at most 7-3 then.
Okay. All right, Bill.
Appreciate the time.
See you, buddy.
See you, fellas. Where's Hardy today? Is he slacking?
He's sick.
Got a new puppy.
He's sick. There's something going around in this studio.
Dog probably got sick.
Yeah. Really?
Hey, what day are you on with TNR, by the way?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to leave this question for them, but be prepared to answer to Rich, how good of a hockey player you were. I got a good laugh out of this morning when Rich said, I've known Billy Jaffe a long time, and I have no idea if he was even a good hockey player.
That's a good one.
So I hope that comes up tomorrow. All right?
I'll talk to you later.
See you, Billy.
Billy Jaffe from Nesson. You can catch him tomorrow on Toucher and Rich in studio right here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. He's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mm. We've got Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, standing by. He will join us right after these headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.